Because these seals carried distinctive symbols, they could be identified with a particular person. So once that information was shared within a community, it would be basically like a signature today. It represents that individual's authority. Stamp seals, where a seal is stamped on an object, were in use from the 7th millennium, and cylinder seals followed soon after. Cylinder seals are rolled over a clay or wax surface, and so the design they leave is also identified specifically with an individual. Seals have been identified in large quantities. You will see them in any museum collection that has Mesopotamian artifacts. But another type of artifact, the sealing, the object in clay over which the seal was rolled, have also been found in large quantities. And so both of these together help inform us about the use of bureaucracy. Where were sealings used? Basically, anywhere some sign of authority was needed. For example, we might find a sealing on a storeroom door, okay, a piece of clay that held together two pieces of string that closed a door that guaranteed it had not been opened since this particular individual had last been there. We can see that that would be important to guarantee storage. Another common location for a sealing is across a jar. So, for example, a jar of figs might be sealed and then stamped, presumably with some accompanying notice, perhaps a token and some sealed in a bulla, showing the contents. And this person guarantees that there are this many figs inside. If they are missing, you know to whom you can make your complaint. Seals show many different designs, with each image conveying a particular individual. You can imagine there would be a wide range of complicated designs. And we can look at how seal imagery develops to explore the idea of a higher level of authority or level of bureaucracy. This is especially useful when we find a number of sealings or seals from a specific site. So we can compare the type of image that was found within a specific area. And what emerges is that the seals that have the more complicated or detailed designs are used more often than those that have a very simple design, an X or something. And this is taken by archaeologists to indicate that the more complex seals indicated someone with a higher level of authority, and presumably higher up in a bureaucracy. Many of these seals have extraordinary designs, and they are carved on lovely semi-precious stones. So in themselves, they are works of art. They would have been worn around the neck for easy access, to pull out whenever your authority was needed. The images can be hand-carved, or they can use mechanical devices. And the variety of themes that are used, to some extent, there are popular images, but the wide variety of themes is one of the ways that art historians explore the development of artistic ability and creativity. The seals show gods and goddesses and heroes, as well as other important themes such as animal combat or banqueting. They really provide a miniature sculpture and an image for those of us who are lucky enough to see them. Eventually, in addition to the distinctive images on the seal, cuneiform inscriptions with the names of the individuals who wore the seal were included. And so even though the imagery continues to be distinctive, now there is the additional authority of a name. Cylinder seals were used throughout the time that we will cover in this course. So even after writing is invented, the cylinder seal remains a standard way to show your authority. We've seen two ways of controlling and accounting for inventory, and we've seen that they were used quite effectively and quite successfully for several thousand years.